Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Philosophy the Unsigned, Pepper Dime to Poetry, and you have found yourself on As King, the podcast. You could have been anywhere in the world today, but you are choosing to be with us right now, here on this Thursday afternoon, the 7th of December, and to call her dynamic would probably be an understatement. She is normally the smartest person in the room. If you've ever seen Jeopardy, you probably have seen her once or twice. She kills that show. Ken Jennings, she's coming for you, sir. If you don't see her there, if you have not seen her at a concert, if she's not riding her bicycle 51 miles every single morning, and if she's not watching a movie, she's probably in the townhouse. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Aurora A.Q. Quinones.
Thank you. What an introduction.
Oh, man. Listen, and it didn't do you justice. You know what I mean? I'm still trying to do you justice. Okay, so here we are, y'all. It is, again, like I said, December 7th. We're in the midst of December, and there's so many things that have been happening. Like, it's Christmas time. Like, we just came off of Thanksgiving. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was really good. Went to Vegas. With
course.
The boyfriend. Shout out to Matt.
Yes, you did.
Met his mom.
What's up, my dude, Matt? Hey, shout out to Matt's mom. I think her name's Matt's mom.
It is.
Keep
officially.
Going. Officially Matt's mom.
Matt's mom. Yeah, it was good. It was good. There were a few days. I'm not
okay.
used to spending that many days in Vegas.
Okay, but it's
good. It was good. Lots of good food, my goodness.
This is great how she says she meets Matt's mom, and I'm just supposed to be like, oh, okay, cool. On to bananas. No way.
Turkey and gravy.
How was that experience?
We got to cook dinner together for Thanksgiving, and it was great. She's a lovely human.
That's awesome.
Nice to get to know the person that made the person that you love.
Oh, did you hear that, y'all? That's a bar. And they call me a poet.
I learned from the best.
The person that made the person that you love. That's kind of, do that. Okay, fair enough. So that was Thanksgiving. I was watching Aurora's stories. Like, I was like, dude, she is living her best life. She's smiling. Her and Matt are doing cartwheels. They're holding hands. I think there was a skipping contest. Of course he did.
Yeah.
Of course he did. No. He did win.
Nice.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Okay. And then, so now it's a little after Thanksgiving, and we're moving closer to the holiday season, Christmas holiday season. How are you feeling during this time?
I mean, the house is decorated top to bottom. Of course it is. The day after I got back from Vegas, I was like, let's go. Let's do this. Get that 9-footer up.
Mm-hmm.
9-foot trees up. There's just decorations abound.
Abound. And again, when you think of Aurora Ann's town house, it is like the Home Decor magazine. You go in there for Christmas time, and I feel like I should be caroling when I get into the foyer. You know what I mean? Like, the caroling starts here. So that's awesome that you're putting decorations up. So during this holiday season, I had an opportunity to go to the Belmont Shore Christmas Parade.
Yes, I was there last year with you.
Yes.
Ran into you. Your niece was performing last year.
And yet, performing again. Her name is Alyssa Taylor Scott. She's with Gravity Dance Studio. Shout out to Gravity Dance. They put together this march. Well, they're marching, but they're dancing at the same time. And it's a little, I don't know, like a dance routine?
Yeah, it's a little routine.
And she's giving all of everything she has to give at 8 years old.
Of course.
You know what I mean? Like,
which is so
like
much.
She's giving every ounce of herself to, at the end of it, she's in a wagon and we're dragging her right. home. You know what I mean? She's like
please,
spent.
I'm done. Please carry me home. I have done all of my job.
All of the job. And they have all these great costumes. Yeah. Like, it was such a beautiful thing to be there in support of her and also all of the local businesses that are on Second Street. Like, it's like prime time.
Uh-huh.
You know, and everyone is offering the best that Long Beach has to offer. That's another thing that I love about the Belmont Shore Christmas Parade. Not only do you get to see our mayor, Rex Richardson, you know, you also, Vice Mayor Cindy Allen, you get to see everyone that is making cool things happen in our city.
Right.
You know, there was a fire truck. I saw, there was like different...
Was Santa on the fire truck?
Listen, Santa was, he was on the fire truck.
Mm-hmm.
He was also, he was not with Mrs. Claus. Listen, I'm not spreading like his business, okay? I'm not saying that.
She's got to hold down the fort.
I'm just saying, but he was there with the woman from Frozen.
Oh, okay.
So it was a little awkward for me because I kind of know Mrs. Claus and I didn't want to bring anything up. You know what I mean? So like, I'm not ever.
Hey, you know, it's not our business. It's not our business.
Never in anyone else's business, but it was not Mrs. Claus. However that lands on anyone out there, listen, I'm not in anyone's business. I do want to say I love the both of them and they're both great humans. One is presents, the other one is like baking cookies, you know, so fine. Like, we love Mr. and Mrs. Claus.
You know, you just gotta let it go.
It just... And if any of you haven't seen Frozen, that is the mantra. You know, sometimes we just gotta let it go. Out with the old... I mean, an end with the new.
But not Mrs. Claus.
No, we love her. She's like the beehive, you know what I mean? Like, we gotta seek the beehive on Santa Claus. But needless to say, so I was at the Belmont Shore Christmas Parade, and I had a few friends in different areas.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So, you know,
bouncing around,
seeing the city, seeing the people, and I just felt so much love, so much community, and everyone was there on one accord just to hang out and have a good time.
Yeah, I was sad to miss it this year. I was at Matt's down in San Diego. We were putting up a tree.
Yeah.
Found a nice tree. We got compliments from the people at the lot on the tree I picked up.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, you're built for this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, yeah. You're built for this.
Mother Christmas.
Not Mrs. Claus. That's different.
That's different.
Mother Christmas.
Mother Christmas.
That's awesome. Yeah. Speaking of mothers, how's your mom?
She's good. She's
okay.
Good.
She's good. And your dad's good?
Yeah, they're good. Their 40th anniversary.
Got the front door.
In 3 weeks or less than.
Wow.
Yeah. So she told me today, she's like, your dad's going to take me somewhere for our anniversary.
Of course he is.
I've been telling him for months. I'm like, just take mom. It's your 40th. Go. She doesn't have anything. She doesn't have, you know, her usual kids choir.
Yeah.
That's other business.
That's something else.
That's something else this year. So take
freedom.
Her. And it's 40th. It's a big one. It's a big one.
There are people that haven't been on the planet 40 years and your parents have been married 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
What can we speak to as a testament? Like, I don't. What does that look like? Like, growing up with your parents, they're still together.
Mm-hmm.
Growing up with your parents during the holidays, what does this look like?
I mean, the house is decorated. I think it's obviously where I got it from. Mm-hmm. Just that was a joke. There was now one tree, and then there's two trees, and then there's three, and then suddenly there's like a tree in every room, including the bathrooms. And my dad just turns around every Christmas to a new tree. It's like, what is going on? He just kind of is like, fine.
Yes.
You know, just it's him going off to ski for the season. And so he skis, my mom does that. It's all kind of evens out, I suppose.
Yes.
Growing up, she was still principal and doing musicals, so there'd always be rehearsals and everything leading up to right before Christmas musical. And then, of course, church, playing orchestra and all that stuff for Christmas. So it was a very busy time.
Okay.
I don't know where anyone got the energy for it. I can barely get my Christmas tree up without needing a nap.
And speaking of naps, they're very underrated.
They are. I didn't know. As a kid, I was like not for it. Not about it. Didn't want to do it. Now I just wish that there was nap time at work.
Yes.
Well, if there is work, you know. Segue.
Ironically enough, I actually put my name on a petition and put it into legislature so that we could probably nap at work.
Ooh.
Speaking of work.
Where do I sign? I need nap time. I give me like 2 minutes for lunch, give me 20 for nap. Fine.
Okay, now. Listen,
we segued. Here we are.
Yeah, here we are. We find ourselves in a place where the Three Musketeers.
One of the three is now working.
Yes.
Philosophy is trying to bring. That's why last Thursday.
Yes, I was not here. Yeah. I was working last Thursday. I'm on a TV show that is now shooting, so I'm very blessed to be working during this time. I happened to be on the show when we got shut down, which was in May, so I have been off for the last 6 months. So it's been a interesting time for all of us. And then now the strike is over, and I'm back to work, but just because the strike is over, it doesn't mean that people in the motion picture industry are working.
Yeah, so stop asking.
Yeah.
We'll let you know. We will let you know. We will.
It's kind of one of those things where like, so did you get the job? So did you get the job?
Oh, and that means you're working. No.
Mm-mm. It means that they had literally yesterday, they ratified the contract.
Right. Boy, did we find out some information.
I mean, let's talk about it. We're here. Not everyone is in the same realm of occupation that we are. And I noticed that like during the pandemic, every single person was off of work at the same time.
Correct.
During our pandemic, we were the only people not working. So the rest of the world they kept going. You know what I mean? People are gainfully employed during this time. And so when you start to speak about Hollywood, they necessarily didn't notice until now Jimmy Kimmel's not on for 2 months. Then it's like, why are they showing reruns again?
Right. Where is the third season of my favorite show?
Yes. This is what's happening. So they ratified the contract yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
The contract is good for the next 3 years. I mean, tell me how you feel about it.
Well, we found out that only 38% of members voted. I don't know what sort of hellish numbers that is.
Yes.
I have a lot of words, but I will use less than I want to at the moment. But yes. I don't understand how we can go for months of strikes and fighting and picketing for 38% of members to show up. It's not okay.
Mm-hmm.
And supposedly it's up from the last time they voted. I guess, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, I think for the rest of us who aren't in those guilds, it feels like a real kick in the face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I understand, I had a friend play devil's advocate saying, you know, some people lost their membership because they couldn't pay their dues, but there were waivers, so I kind of don't want to hear it.
Yeah. Yeah. This is a...
And it's a problem, obviously. Even in our political system, we're not going to get political.
Got it.
But I think it's the same mentality of letting someone else will get it done.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not the mentality we should have, especially with such a breakdown of our industry and the conditions and the pay and all the things that they were supposedly fighting for. Why did you fight so long if you weren't going to show up?
All factual statements, you know? And this is why there has been initially when all of the information came out, a lot of the actors said they weren't going to sign it.
Mm-hmm.
And then people had been off of work for 6 months. And what it is after 6 months, regardless of whatever your savings looks like, regardless of how diligent you are with your finance, there's going to be some type of fluctuation. You are not necessarily going to be the same person you were when you stopped working in May.
Okay.
And that's if you stopped working in May.
Right.
I happen to be on a show that got shut down. But they're like,
it's people, been 10 months for me.
It's been 10 months. In 10 months, that's almost a year. Mm-hmm. So when it gets down to this and then people don't show up, now it's like, so what are we fighting for?
Right. If you don't like it, then vote against it. Fine.
Yeah.
But do something.
Yes.
Let your voice be heard.
100%.
It's not okay to just not show up.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And a lot of times when people are on the outside looking in, they're looking at the actors or they're looking at the writers. Mm-hmm. For me, when I'm not working, there's probably 25 to 30 vendors.
Yeah.
Also.
Same.
Not working.
Same. I got a call. I've gotten a few emails and calls from vendors over the last month right after the strike ended,
mm-hmm.
quote unquote. I started getting some emails like, hey, you know, when you come back up, like, we're ready for you, mm-hmm. all this stuff. And talked to one of my AC vendors this week and, you know, just so like, oh, we're trying to hear things. Things are starting. I'm like, great. Good for you. You'll be called whenever I get something, but
going. That's
yeah,
it.
You're right. There's about 20 at least vendors per department.
Mm-hmm.
That are not, haven't been working either and not getting that revenue, which is, means that it's not going back into California either.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Then it becomes a larger issue than Hollywood.
Right.
And it doesn't, like, people, a lot of times when things happen in our society, the needle doesn't move until people start speaking of the finance.
Right.
You can talk about the humanity of it. People are like, okay, well, things happen. Mm-hmm. But then when it gets to the finance, when the finance starts to shift, so does the people.
Mm-hmm.
And then we are at during the strike, I think it was like $1 billion a day or something right. like that, right?
Right.
That people were missing out on.
It's the vendors, and then it's the city. Like, if we're not making money, we can't spend the money either. It just keeps exponentially going.
True. True. Hey, my friends, here's what we're going to do. We're going to let you guys marinate on that a little bit. I'm going to shift it to Paige. She is our Wizard of Oz here at the Villas. My name is Philosophy, the Unsigned Pivot Dime to Poetry. This is As King, the podcast. And I will be back in Chuck Woolery style 2 and 2. See you soon. Welcome back to As King, the podcast. I am Philosophy, the Unsigned Pepper Dime to Poetry. I'm part of a group in Long Beach called Long Beach Never Speaks. Here comes a hot poet, Rob. Rah! That's Dr. V the Professor. That's Tommy Domino, alias Big Six. There's Ravina Deepak Wadhwani, the silent assassin. There's Shy But Fly, the queen of Long Beach entertainment. And I am Philosophy, the unsigned Pepperdine to poetry. I got to shout out a few places before we start. I want to shout out the Water's Edge Winery. I was able to host a show there the other day. It was an upscale open mic.
Of course it was.
Prefix menu, wine tasting, and I just invited a lot of awesome artists out for the open mic, so we really enjoyed ourselves, and going forward, I have a residency there, so check the Philosophy Style Instagram, and you will see the flyer. And if you show up, I'll give you a high five. I'll give you a hug. I'm giving out like free food and stuff and like wine. Okay. So please come by. I just want to make sure that the community is taken care of. So if you can wear that shirt or put on that outfit and make it out, we have something for you. One. Secondly, I was also hosting over at the Wicked Wolf. That's Muse on Fire. Open mic, and that's the last Tuesday of every month. They do classic cocktails, and it looks Victorian chic on the inside. So if you feel like Victorian chic or popping your collar or being chic at all, just come by. Aurora Ann, she comes, and actually she's an avid supporter, so I'm always happy when you're there. It's nice as a performer to look out into the crowd and see familiar faces and the people you love. And remember that as artists, or you have friends that are artists, it is the support that drives us and allows us to have the fuel that we need to maneuver throughout our careers. So we are back with Aurora. She is two-thirds
yes.
of the Musketeers. Normally there is Robert Greenfield III, but he had a mission today. So my dude, I salute you on that mission, and we will see you soon. We normally do movie reviews. Speaking of movies, speaking of reviews, and speaking of the holiday, what are your favorites? What are your favorite movies during this time?
My number one is always Muppet Christmas Carol.
Of course it is.
I will fight anyone on it being the best Christmas Carol. I will fight you to the I always have to watch Elf and White Christmas.
Yes.
You know,
that work be your favorite. Go ahead.
Yes. Home Alone. You know,
yes.
The ones like just yes. get through. Like, mm-hmm. Oh, these are the ones. I just watched two new ones.
Okay. What did you see?
They both came out last year. One is Spirited on Apple.
Okay.
With Ryan Reynolds and Will Ferrell.
Okay.
It's kind of a take on.
Oh, I've seen this.
Christmas Carol.
I've seen this.
But it's kind of more like, you know, after Scrooge, like, oh, this worked. Let's keep going
yes.
with this idea and
yes.
the unredeemable idea.
Yes.
And it's like a super musical.
Yes,
it is. And I say this because I started watching it and it was literally every 5 minutes a song. I'm fine with it. Matt walks away. I have to upload some photos. Like, okay, bye.
When it's too much, you gotta walk away.
The music every 5 minutes is not for everyone. I did see a cameo from the first AD whom I love. Shout out to Danny Silverberg. I emailed him and I was like, oh, I saw your cameo. Love you, my guy. Like,
so good.
So good. So it was nice to see a familiar face.
Yes.
I was like, hey.
Yes. Yes.
Good dude. Good dude.
That's so good.
Yeah, so I watched that and then Violent Night.
Oh.
Dan Harbor.
Got it. What did you think of that? I haven't seen it yet, y'all.
I've only watched half. Like,
okay.
It got late, but it's definitely not what I thought it was. I thought it was going to be more, he plays Santa. He's like dressed as Santa, trying to be like an assassin or something like that, but he's actually playing Santa.
Oh.
And apparently Santa, you know, has been around, you know, 1500 years or something like that. And apparently Santa was an old Viking.
Oh, who knew?
Right. So he's got it in him to kick some ass. He just has to remember who he is and put down the brandy.
This is so good. Yes. And, well, I love these, like, because we have these age-old characters.
Right.
That everyone knows from their childhood, and you just take that character, and then it's like you give them
the same role.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Santa after dark. You know what I mean? Like, who is Santa the day after Christmas type thing.
Right. And this is like Christmas Eve. It's taking place on Christmas Eve. It is Santa. He's a little disenchanted by humanity.
Yes.
And there's like a whole scenario where this little girl leaves and her family's going through stuff in like a very rich people kidnappy kind of way.
Got it. Okay. But kidnappy is actually a word. Keep going.
Correct. You know, I mean, there's only one kid. But, so, you
know. Nappy, I don't know. Keep going.
I mean, she did take a nap. So did he. He drank a little too much. So there were naps from him, too.
Yes.
But yeah, it was just, it's interesting. I'm looking forward to finishing it.
Okay.
But I like the idea that both of these stories and their Santa and the idea of Christmas Carol, it's the same story all the time. It's almost a typecast, if you will, of the characters.
Mm-hmm.
And they turn them on their head.
Gotcha.
And do something different with it, which I like.
Okay. So Violent Santa.
Yes, Violent Night.
Violent Night. Mm-hmm. Violent Night. All right, y'all, listen.
On Prime.
It's on Prime. Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime. Okay. And Spirited is on Apple.
Yeah, I've seen Spirited. I actually went to the theater and saw Spirited.
I wanted to see it, but it just...
She's not wrong, y'all. It is...
It's fun.
It is. If you love musicals...
And if you love Will Ferrell and or Ryan Reynolds.
Yes.
This one's for you.
Yeah, either or.
Yes.
Of these two
characters. What are some of the ones that you usually watch? Like, jeez, are there any, like, must watch?
It is, for me, it is, You'll Shoot Your Eye Out.
Oh, it's a story.
Oh.
Have you seen the new one?
No.
I don't know. I mean,
because
it's him as an adult with his children. I don't know. I haven't seen it. I can't tell you.
Yeah. I have not seen the old Christmas Story. Mm. I love the new Christmas Story. I like Nightmare After Christmas. You know what I mean? Or Nightmare Before Christmas. Yeah. I like, This Christmas.
Okay.
Like, old school. Like, when Chris Brown was a different Chris Brown. Not saying he's a... Just saying,
before we knew,
it was just a different time. You know what I mean?
It's before we.
It's
shout out, sorry, Rihanna.
Cheese and rice. So this Christmas is actually one of my favorites. Speaking of watching these films, Christmas. What does Christmas time look like in your household as a child? Like it's Christmas Eve.
Oh.
Or it's Christmas morning. What does that look like?
I mean, Christmas morning is waking up about 3 months. So that you know, I don't have a small time to go to the mom's year. It's not, neither happens anymore, so it's, you know, it's on little snow globe in time.
Okay, for me it's like, Christmas morning. My brother and I, for a time, we lived in the same room, bunk beds. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We're kids or whatever. And it was like...
For more room for activities.
And then I get older, and then I get my own room.
Right.
The whole nine. Anyways, but it's like, it's about who can get up the earliest. And when we run into the living room, there's like this little sliding door. We'd slide that door back, like viciously. And we look, and we're like, oh.
It's the only day that you won't get yelled at for sliding too hard.
I was like, shoo, Santa hasn't came yet. Yeah. I'm like, it's 2:15.
Right.
All right, cool, go back to bed.
Right.
You know, and then, like, we would make cookies, and we would leave things out, cookies and milk, and then we'd get up and the cookies would be gone. And the milk would be drank and be like, yo, Santa came through. You know, it was like one of
the... Who ate the cookies and milk?
Hey, listen,
was it mom or dad?
I would never divulge these secrets. It was always Santa Claus, okay? It was always Santa Claus that did these things. So, we would go in there and then we would just open gifts. Say it was 3:30 in the morning or 4 in the morning. We'd wake up our parents, my mom and dad. We'd bring them in there.
Bless the Scots for waking up that early.
They would be up early too. It's way too early.
That is late. No. But you don't put it out until like 6 a.m. You wait.
This is what it looks like in the Scott household, y'all. And then we'd come in and then we'd like go through all of these things and we'd sit down. And we would talk, and then we'd go to breakfast. I mean, my dad or mom would make breakfast. Mm-hmm. Both of them are cooks, great cooks. And then after that, we'd go to church. Mm-hmm. And then we'd spend time at church. And then we'd fellowship with all of the people that were in church. And then that became our pastime, the way baseball is to America. Mm-hmm. It was like so consistent. This is what it looks like. We get up, we do these things, rain, sleet, or snow. We'd go to church, we'd hang out with all of these people at the time that I thought were older, but they were probably 40.
Yep. Yeah, they were probably younger than we are now.
You know what I mean? Like
it's because they were married and had family.
Yeah, it was like
snowms.
They were like, oh, you were like, wow, they're so old. You were like, dude's like 30, bro.
Right.
So that's, I always remember those things. And it would always be like, for me, it was always like a skateboard or like a bicycle, like something that made that something that was active and outside, you know, a new baseball glove.
Yeah, they're like, get out of here.
Yeah, like go play outside. And when them street lights come on, you get back inside. Correct. They'll make me come looking for you.
Oh yeah, you don't
want to. Those are, even to this day, these are, in my mind, are just remarkable times. It has thus changed because now, like, my brother's married. Yeah. It's like little Stevie, King Steve, the baseball legend. It's Queen, Princess Alyssa T. So it's like everything is for them.
Right.
You know, so we show up to the Belmont Shore Christmas Parade. She has another show, a dance show that's coming up. Like, we show up as much as we can in support of, because that's the way I learned to good humanity.
Right.
You know what I mean? We pour into the people and teach them this is the way.
Mm. None of my churches growing up had services on Christmas.
Huh. Yeah, we do it. And that
I think the pastors were like, we did Christmas Eve.
Bye.
Good night.
So we would do Christmas.
And to all a good night. That was it. You got the midnight service. That's all you're getting out of pastor, okay? Like, good night.
I went to a Baptist church, so services are always 3 hours, except Thanksgiving and Christmas. That's 10 to 11, baby.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you get in there, or 9
to 10. Well, that's what I'm saying. They were Baptist, like, too, but I don't know. They were not having it.
It was, like, very exciting.
Unless Christmas was on a Sunday.
Then
you're definitely going to church.
Oh, yeah, you're going to church all day. And then through that, it brings me, I want to tell this story real quick. There was a deacon at our church named Willie Henderson, Deacon Henderson. And what he was, this came to me the other day, but he has now passed away during pandemic.
Oh.
I love this man. But he pretty much was the deacon of the church, and he would give out $2 bills.
Okay.
He would give out $2 bills Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Okay.
And now this Christmas is coming. I was like, man, dude, I kind of miss getting these $2 bills. So the other day I went to the bank and I was like, y'all got $2 bills? She was like, I have two.
So many. Please take
like,
them.
I was like, two. I was like, all right, great. But like the nostalgia of getting a $2 bill, and he would give me the $2 bill, and then he would give me information.
Mm.
He'd be like, okay, well, here's a $2 bill. He'd be like, this is yours to keep. And then he'll ask me how my day was, and then he'll give me something. He'll say, all right, well, what does Christmas mean to you?
Mm.
And then I say what Christmas means. Like, well, yes, it also means that. But if you think about your family, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it was always like, yes. I got paid twice, you know? they came in twos. So that was great. So now I'm kind of like reminiscing on these times where now Christmas is coming up. We are out of pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And this is someone that I necessarily didn't get to see during pandemic.
Right.
And now I'm like, wow. So I went to the bank the other day to finish the story. And I was like, you know what? I'll just get some $2 bills. And then I end up running into this little guy at the barbershop, little dude. And he's telling me about his day. And he was like, and this, and I did this, and I got good grades. I was like, I have something for you. I said, here's a $2 bill. What does Christmas mean to you?
Oh, yes, yes.
So we never know when we're doing something for someone else, even if it's cavalier and it's like, oh, just take that. We never know how far these things go, because here we are cut to 25 years later, 30 years later, I'm telling a story about a deacon at my church from Christmas that is no longer with us, and I'm giving out $2 bills.
Right, it's the ripple.
Yeah, it is the best version of the butterfly effect. That being said, my friends, we're gonna go to the break. We're gonna listen to some Christmas music. I'm gonna come back. I'm gonna say a few things. Aurora Ann is always a blessing to have sitting across from me. And all we do, y'all, we're talking now. We would normally be doing this in the streets of Long Beach. Like, this is what we do. Shout out to Robert Greenfield III.
We miss you.
I love you, brother. Listen, we gonna show up at your house with stocking stuffers, okay? We're gonna send it to Paige. She's the Wizard of Oz here. She's gonna play some really cool Christmas music. We're gonna be back in 2 and 2, Chuck Woolery style, and I will see you guys very soon. Boop.
Is terrific. Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays, 'cause no matter how far away you if you want to be happy in a million ways, for the holidays you can't beat home sweet home.
For the holidays you can't beat home sweet home.
Welcome back to As King, the podcast. I'm Philosophy, the unsigned Pepper Dime to Poetry. You could have been anywhere in the world today, but you're choosing to be here with us. And for that, I stand in gratitude. It is Thursday, December 7th. It's the afternoon. There's one more wake up before the weekend. And since I have you thinking about the weekend, one of my favorite people are here. That's Aurora Ann. Don't call her that. Her name is Aurora to you. And she is 2/3 of the Musketeers. Robert Greenfield is not here today. We love him. And I already told you on the break, I'm showing up to his house with stocking stuffers. So my dude, if you're listening, I know you are. Just know, not today. I gotta go to work, bro. But not today. But like soon. When you don't expect it, I'm coming to your house with gifts, my guy. So this is the holiday season. We've talked about the Belmont Shore Christmas Parade, which I had an incredible time at. With all of the family, like my mom was there, my brother and his wife, like cousins, like it was such a beautiful thing to be on Second Street. I stopped by Row to see some friends, went over to St. In Second. Like, it's when the city is so alive, it is nice to see the people in support of the small businesses that are there. And so if you guys are around town this holiday season, and you wanna stop by Second Street, or you wanna go down the Retro Row on 4th Street, or stop downtown, these are the businesses that allow Long Beach to thrive. So, I don't know, $5, $7, $70, big baller, $700, whatever you have to give that you can pour into our city, like that will just make Christmas that much better for everyone else around us. The next thing that's coming up is the Naples Boat Parade.
Oh, yes.
I think that's the 16th. Mm-hmm. Listen, Aurora knows everything, okay? She knows everything.
I try.
So it's the 16th.
I missed it last year.
It's a good time, y'all. It's a good time over in the canals. Mm-hmm. Now, what I will say is, this is the holiday season, and however you choose to spend your holiday with your families, friends, your loved ones, what I will offer you as homework What I will offer you as homework is to say, if you see anyone on the street that people normally walk past, give them a hello. Send love in their direction. Throw them some good vibes and just acknowledge them as being people. Sometimes we have a tendency, because life is so fast, to look past people that we don't necessarily interact with. And this is your homework until I see you next Thursday. The homework is, if you see someone, acknowledge them as a person, say hello, and see how that leads you. How you feeling, Aurora Ann?
Feel great.
Yeah?
Feel great. Glad to be back here.
Yeah, I'm glad to have you. Mm-hmm. I'm glad to have you here. Do me a favor. Shout out Matt for me.
I will.
And again, y'all, I am Philosophy, the unsigned Pepperdine to poetry. You were able to sit among two friends as we had a great conversation today, like thinking about our childhood when it comes to Christmas, thinking about our family, thinking about our partner. Shout out Ravina Deepak. This is so good, y'all. So that being said, I will see you soon. I got a few special guests before the end of this year. So tune in. I look forward to seeing you. Stop by Philosophy Style Instagram to see who's going to be on the next show or when I'm doing shows. Also, stop by City Heart. We always need an extra hand here. And anything that you want to donate, then we're able to take and give to others, then we will do that, because we are nothing without the safety net and support system of our family and friends. Atlas is not the only being able to hold the world on his shoulders. I too am a Titan. Be safe, my friends. I will talk to you soon.
Oh, this is Christmas. And what have you done? Another year over, and a new one just begun. And so this is Christmas. I hope you had fun. The near and the dear ones, the old. For weak and for strong, the rich and the poor ones, the road is so long. And so happy Christmas for black and for white, for yellow. Stop all the